HKX Mobile.
You know what I'm saying. Hi, Patrick. N0TR Mobile.
Hey, Miss Bernice.
We just headed down for Bernice to get a heart doctor appointment. They moved it up, so twice. So we got to go down by Hewitt Mall there to a different hospital, but oh well. I want to get her checked out, make sure everything's going all right. How's your day going?
So far, hadn't had any complaints and mumbling or nothing, so we're all good.
Good. Are we going to have some eggs for Patrick? Yep. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday, Patrick.
Look forward to sitting down with y'all for a few minutes. But it's Thursday night is the Tunnel Belt Club, so I'll kind of be in and out.
Thursday night's the what?
Tunnel Belt Club meeting.
Might pick them up and head on out. We understand that.
I try not to just run in, run out, grab something and leave, you know, that kind of thing. And if I got to do that, I try to let everybody know ahead of time.
Well, I met a real nice guy out in front this morning walking. He's just the opposite of me. He's 67 years old, and I'm 76. And he's a retired highway patrolman from up the street. Next time I catch him, I might get him interested in ham radio. Who knows?
That's what we're supposed to all be, is an ambassador for the hobby, right?
Correct. Oh, well, we'll see. I don't know. I never talked to him about it. I just talked to him for a minute. He was going down that big hill out front, walking. And I said, are you going to go clear up that hill? And he said, yeah. And he was going along at a pretty good pace. And I'd say he's in pretty good shape if he's able to do that. That's a whale of a hill.
And, yeah, to walk up that hill is a pretty good clip. You're going to be in pretty good shape. But that's a good thing, being able to do that at his age.
Well, I had a problem with the chickens yesterday on their watering system, and I fixed that yesterday, and this morning I got out there early and gathered the eggs and fed both sides and replaced it's a quick coupler for a garden hose. They're right at the side of it where I can turn on an extra hose so I can keep their cups washed out on their watering system, and got that done, and I forget what else. You always run into something, it seems like. But what else was we going to do? Bernice had a couple of things. Got a new security system on my computer and got that installed. Now I got to put it on the other two. And I don't like it. It's called Bitdefender. And it's a good one. It's rated number one, but it's just not as handy as the Kaspersky was, but I keep getting chatter about Kaspersky being a Russian-owned thing, and actually their hometown's out of Norway, I believe it is, and they got hundreds of millions of customers, so. And the guy over at Best Buy said, I don't think there's any danger there at all, Tom. It's just some of the government trying to tell you what to do. But I went ahead and changed it. And naturally, I don't like it. They say you don't even need it if you got Microsoft Defender going, that it does a good job without any security system. And I always had one.
Microsoft Defender because it's there and it works with the software. Every time I load any kind of aftermarket or other security stuff, it always has conflict issues with software and this, that, and the other. So I just quit messing with it. If there's a problem, I just get me another computer.
Well, these computers anymore at my age, they scare me to death. So I try to keep from operating on them. But, Paul, I do a little bit of bill paying and things like that on there. And very little. Most of ours, we just take to the post office and mail in, but I don't know. They're a darn bit better, Patrick, to be honest with you. I got a truck behind me, and he's real close, and the lady in front of me just turned. She did right, though. She gave a turn signal at least 10 foot away from her driveway. That's more than most of them do.
Most of them, it's make right, make it work hard left, hard right.
The truth. Well, I talked to Dave, HVAC, and I talked to my nemesis, KB4CBA. I gave him a 2 this morning. He hit me hard there at the last. I'll get even with him. shoot. He'd been playing tennis. But you know what? He sounds like he's a lot more wore out now after he gets done playing than he had that sick episode. And I worry about him, but don't tell him that.
I mean, you can't overdo it, no matter what your age. And you just got to be cautious of that. And they have reminding us of that.
True. I'm behind a big Chevrolet Silverado. And aren't these things that mask your license plate illegal? It just looks like clear plastic over the license plate. But it's opaque. You can hardly see through it.
Well, I thought anything that covered your license plate was illegal. But I don't know, down here I see so much of it that it could not be. But the one that gets me more than that is the painting of your taillights. I want people to know I'm stopping. I want the biggest red light I can get back there.
That makes two of us. I'd like to have one of those long strips that go under the tailgate, and I don't know where to get one, and I'm not going to give $300 or $400 for it, because I'm sure they're just double back taped on, or very easy to install. They're LEDs, you know, and they really show up big time. I do have a light on my topper, and I changed it to LED. Now I got my stoplights, but I like the looks of those. And the ones that get me now is these Jeeps and different ones are running around, and they got red lights on the front. Some of them even got blue, and that should be illegal.
Again, like I said, I don't think it much matters anymore. People just do what they want to do, and I see it all the time, too. They got the halos around their headlights that they can change the colors on, and they'll be blue, red, purple, green, yellow. I've seen all kinds of different things. And so, like I say, I think people just do what they want to anymore.
Engines, before blue light in there, were still red lights. When I was going over the overpass on 4th Street one day, about, 4 o'clock in the morning, I was going to get my newspapers, and a cop pulled me over, and I was on my old Cushman Eagle scooter, and naturally I pulled over, and I thought it was cool. I'd seen guys tint their headlights with a blue tint you could buy in a spray can. Well, those were magneto on top of that, you know, and when you go fast, well, you got a bright light, and when you don't, you know. So anyways, that's what he stopped me for. That had to be about 1964, 65, somewhere in that region, for a blue light. And they didn't even have the emergency vehicles in a few states were using ours, but not ours. And boy, he about had me in tears. I was just out delivering my papers. It really, really ticked me off.
Let me make his turn here right quick, Tom.
Roger, on the turn in, Gerald TR. Turning on, what's this road? What is it? Edwards Mill Road off of Wayne Hampton, heading south. And we're heading down toward the Peakwood Hospital. This is in Gerald TR.
Hey, Tom. Miss Bernice Patrick. Carol Point, QLG.
Well, good morning, Chris. Rare DX here, Patrick. Great to hear you, Chris. Jump in there more often. How you doing today? And then pass it over to Mr. Patrick.
I'm doing pretty good, I reckon. I'm just waiting around for my medical appointment. It's on the computer, so I don't have to go anywhere to get there. How you doing, Patrick?
Good. I get ready to stop and have me some lunch, and that's what I was turning in the parking lot there. So hang out here with you guys for a few minutes, and but other than that, I'm doing great. I've had a good morning. Everybody's been in a good mood, so it was a beautiful day. So can't ask for any better.
Appointments. If you drink more whiskey, more wild turkey, and it's alcohol, you know, that's the first thing you put on a wound when you get cut. Does that make sense?
That does kind of make sense. I think somebody walked on you right there at the first couple sentences.
Go ahead.
View Mobile, this is Ben. How's the friends in? Get some gas. I joined the party.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll be sending you some information here in a little bit. I'm glad you jumped in there about this weekend. Chris, if you want to be a part of it, I'll send it to you too. Just let me know. It's about the Meshtastic stuff. And go ahead and pick it up, whoever's next.
I reckon that would be me. Yeah, a man, a friend of mine's going to test out a couple of those Meshtastic units today after my appointment here in this little while.
If you send out some information on those, Patrick, we'll forward it to me, too.
I'll see what I can do, Tom, and because it's just links to something that I know Chris has got, but I don't know if Ben's got it. I got to ask him and see if he's got Telegram loaded on his phone.
That spot, so you broke up a little. But if you can find, if you can't find, go ahead, Ben.
I was thinking about loading up Telegram so I could work with Tiny TS, but that just gives me another reason to actually do it. So you're talking about getting some information about Meshtastic and the Shelby Ham Fest?
That is correct.
A part of the things you were telling me about, Patrick?
Devices where you can link for communicating. You can make them do different things if you hook the Arduino system to it. They're pretty neat and fascinating that I've been looking into it and studying them a little bit.
Don't send it to me then. I'm not messing with Arduinos, but it sounds fun if I was younger. Go ahead, Mr. Chris.
I've been working with it for a little while now. And just trying to get the text and type stuff working. And I hadn't had any success yet, but we're working on it. I've already destroyed one unit, and we're getting ready to configure the replacement unit today.
Yeah, I give mine to Chad. We bought him at, there was a guy who had those kits for that at the Greer Amateur Radio Club. And it was a nice kit. I bought it, and then I just give it to Chad. He's smarter than I am on that stuff. Guys, I gotta go. I'm getting close to 401, and there's traffic down here. So, 73s, y'all have a good day. Good to hear you, Chris. Go ahead, Patrick, and send her over to you.
Tom, good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you and Miss Bernice tomorrow. Hope y'all have enjoyed the rest of your day, and take care. KO4HKX. 73, Tom.
Tom, Miss Bernice. Hope y'all have a good day.
I know you won't.
Patrick saying, getting ready to get something to eat. Whereabouts are you?
Yeah, it's a big clock over in Berea on White Horse Road there.
It's one of the areas I avoid.
And why? Trust me.
Patrick, say you got a couple of them Mastastic units toward KO4QLG.
I've got two of them ordered. I ordered two different kinds so I could play with two different ones and see how it worked.
They're back. I'm in Malden, some 50 areas.
Your repeater, Ben.
I also just received a 915 Heltec board the other day, but it's Cell. So it has 915, it has GPS built in, has Wi-Fi, but it does not have Bluetooth. So it's not going to work for Mastastic because of the lack of Bluetooth. But I cobbled together something out of an ESP32 and a 433 board. It's flaky, but it's kind of working. I need to break down and get some of the right boards because that's really important to just get the right hardware in the first place.
Two different ones. One of them, they're both built already so that I don't have to build the boards or anything. And then I can move back to building the boards. I find that's easier for me.
I had a friend of mine tell me what to order. So all mine came in the same, well, except for the first one I had. I ordered it before he told me what to order, so I got one of the 433s. All the rest have been the same because I've followed his advice.
For gasoline, but yeah, definitely go to the Mastastic site and only order the supported board. I'll tell you, I've lost 3 weeks of my life to hammering away at the wrong thing.
And good to talk to you today, Ben. And if you get on Telegram there, your number's in my phone, so it should tell me that you got on, and I'll see if I can't get you invited to the group that I've been talking to and going to meet up at Shelby.
That sounds good. Yeah, it'll probably let you know, kind of like Signal lets you know when somebody in your address book is there. But I'll be back in a few. I got to put gas in the car, so KO4, ZEW, sort of mobile.
Direction it's going to take because that CEO just got arrested Friday for not censoring what the government wanted him to censor. The French government, that is.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was wondering how, which direction it's going ahead. But the guy that owns Rumble, he fled. I don't know where he fled to, but he fled the country he was in because of the same thing. So, I don't know where we're heading, and it's just not looking good for free speech.
These Mastastic units might come in handy pretty soon.
Well, but Chris, I'm going to hop out of here and go in and get me some lunch, and hope you're... telehealth meeting there goes good today, and everything comes back positive. Ben, have a good day if you're still listening, and I'll catch both of you later on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
KO4QLG.
W, I'm clear.
KO4HI Mobile, monitoring.
W, mobile.
Good afternoon. This is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, down here in Seneca. Over.
This is Ben. I'm in Malden right now. Gas at the post office. And actually getting out. I'm ready to get back and get out of this heat.
I'm just getting out of the house, and I'm heading over to a, I got a contractor coming to my church to put in some outdoor lighting, so I'm going to be outdoors for a while, but not much. Yeah, it's my temperature and outside temperature in my car is 91, and oh man, they're doing some electrical work here. Oh man, these guys are really roughing it.
I used to work for Duke Energy for a number of years, and in the summertime, Duke would buy pallets of Gatorade for the linemen, just to make sure they stay hydrated and taken care of. And I mean, it was pallets.
Oh yeah, I used to live in Florida, so I was kind of used to the summers, where it was hot all the time and high humidity and kind of different kind of humidity here, very tropical. So, but I was boating and sailing and beach going and all that kind of stuff. You just never felt it. But now that I'm older and wiser. Anyway, I won't hold it long because I'm going to go down in a valley and I'm pretty good far away from the repeater and just a small antenna on top of the car. But thanks for coming back. And you have a great, blessed day and a better tomorrow.
Over hill myself, maybe down in the valley, but you are, like, coming completely clear wherever you are and whatever you're speaking on, so let's know that.
Okay, on a high point, pretty good. And 45 watts and antenna on top of the car, so all the good things that make sense. 7373
W4HI. Hi, KO4 DEW Mobile. I will be clear, almost to my destination.